Well, praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Song of Solomon chapter 2. It's wonderful to be in the house of the Lord today. Song of Solomon 2, verse 15. Catch us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. For our vines have tender grapes. Foxes. Little foxes on the prowl. And even a single fox can cause quite the damage. Concerning this, these and their sly, clever, cunning, destructive nature and behavior. The Voice Bible reads, catch the foxes for us, those little foxes that menace the vineyards. For our vineyards are so vulnerable when they are in full bloom. One must be diligent on the lookout for the singular, not noticing and taking notice only when there is a plural invasion. Little foxes, this speaks to many things. Little voices, little concessions, allowances, little compromises, little attitudes, little mindsets, little feelings, little words, little resentments and angers and offenses. That which we let into the vineyard and that which we send into the vineyard. You know, heaven forbid we be a little fox. Well, should there be a fox or foxes, the Bible tells us what needs to be done. The King James Version, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. For our vines have tender grapes. The words of Watchman Nee, verse 15 says, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. For our vines have tender grapes. If this word is spoken by the beloved, it is a continuation of 2:13, which says the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. The us here is the same as the our in 2:12. Take us the foxes is in the imperative mood. The foxes always take away the fruit, whereas little foxes break the branches whenever they can. The foxes only want the fruit, and there is still a possibility of fruit bearing. But the little foxes make it impossible to bear fruit. If we do not pay attention to the matters of the life of the cross before resurrection and the experience of ascension after resurrection, everything will be spoiled by the little foxes. The vines are in blossom. They give forth fragrance. This is only the time for blossoming and the giving forth of fragrance. This means that the state of perfection has not yet been reached. The manifestation of resurrection is just beginning, and the experience of ascension is just beginning. If we are not careful, the little foxes can come and spoil them. What are the little foxes? They are the small manifestations, habits, and introspections of the old life. They may not be big sins, but a little folly can spoil wisdom and honor, Ecclesiastes 10:1. The little foxes are hiding behind the vines. If we are not careful, the vines will be destroyed. The little foxes are the things that hinder a person from taking the first step in subjective things and that stop the vines from bearing fruit. If the resurrection life is not well established, there is the need to guard against the little foxes. The maiden cannot deal with the small problems, the little foxes alone, nor can they be dealt with by the king alone. They have to be dealt with through the cooperation of the maiden and the king. Number one today, little foxes spoil the vines. Billy Graham said, the Bible warns us about the little foxes that spoil the vines. This is a picture of the way little sins can destroy our fruitfulness for the Lord. Just a little fox in a vineyard. A fox left alone. A fox welcomed. A fox showing friendship. A fox allowed residency. A fox overlooked. A fox granted permission. A fox for entertaining. A fox for a pet. A fox for a companion. It is so true that the little sins can destroy fruitfulness for the Lord. And He is the ultimate judge of fruitfulness. A little fox might take us unaware, catch us off guard. There one is, hiding behind the vines. Perhaps we didn't notice, or we didn't think it was an issue. You hear the words of the psalmist, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting." And this, Psalm 19, verses 12 and 13, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression." The Amplified Bible, "Who can discern his lapses and errors? Clear me from hidden and unconscious faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be blameless, and I shall be innocent and clear of great transgression." The Living Bible, "But how can I ever know what sins are lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults and keep me from deliberate wrongs. Help me to stop doing them. Only then can I be free of guilt and innocent of some great crime." We don't want even one little fox in the vineyard, do we? We don't want our fruitfulness for the Lord spoiled and destroyed. We need to call on the Lord and we need to cooperate. We cannot deal with the small problems, the little foxes alone, nor can they be dealt with by the king alone. They have to be dealt with through the cooperation of the person and the king. Number two today, little foxes destroy vineyards. The Wycliffe Bible, "Catch ye little foxes to us that destroy the vineries, for our vinery hath flowered. Catch ye for us the little foxes that destroy the vineyards, for our vines have flowered." The book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 13, verses 1 to 4, and the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart that is inspiration, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing, no vision. O Israel, your prophets are like foxes in the deserts. We must be careful concerning the prophetic. You know, there was a problem with Israel. There were those that were prophesying out of their own hearts with a hear the word of the Lord. And so the word of the Lord did indeed come. Woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets are like foxes in the deserts. Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You know, a fox can put on sheep's clothing too. And they can bring ruin to the place, or they can keep a place in ruin. No true utterance of the Lord to see a vineyard restored, kept, and in righteous manner. I wonder today, are there any voices breaking down branches, branches of righteousness, holiness, devotion, principle, practice, passion, preciseness? Ruin in the life of the individual, the family, the home, the churches, the church. Call on the king and have him assess the land. We might be blind to the state of the place, the vineyard, when really it's a desert. A wasteland. Number three today, little foxes destroy the vineyard. Lamentations chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Look and behold our reproach. Our inheritance has been turned over to aliens and our houses to foreigners. We have become orphans and waifs. Our mothers are like widows. We pay for the water we drink, and our wood comes at a price. They pursue at our heels. The margin reads necks. We labor and have no rest. We have given our hand to the Egyptians and the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers sinned and are no more, but we bear their iniquities. Servants rule over us. There is none to deliver us from their hand. We get our bread at the risk of our lives because of the sword in the wilderness. Our skin is hot as an oven because of the fever of famine. They ravished the women in Zion, the maidens in the cities of Judah. Princes were hung up by their hands, and elders were not respected. Young men ground at the millstones. Boys staggered under the loads of wood. The elders have ceased gathering at the gate, and the young men from their music. The joy of our heart has ceased. Our dance has turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe to us, for we have sinned. Because of this, our heart is faint. Because of these things, our eyes grow dim. Because of Mount Zion, which is desolate, with foxes walking about on it. Mount Zion, The KJV reads, because of the mountain of Zion, which is desolate, the foxes walk upon it. How is Mount Zion? The condition? The frequency? The commitment? The concern? The care? The heart and passion for it? What a verse. Because of the mountain of Zion, which is desolate, the foxes walk upon it. Can you hear the Spirit speak today? The NLV reads, Mount Zion lies in waste, so foxes run all over it. When Mount Zion is desolate, little foxes walk upon it, ruining the vineyard for us. This place of fruitfulness and from which we become fruitful. And when Mount Zion is desolate, often it can be linked to little foxes that have run all over it. Run all over attendance and heart for the house and housemates. Corporate strength in a displaced world. We give up the commitment and foxes go to town, and soon the vineyard is destroyed for and in this and the next generation. Catch us, the little foxes. Number four, little foxes spoil the vine. The Amplified, my heart was touched and I fervently sang to him my desire. The greatest concern, the thing about which most of all I want Christ's help when he asks to hear my voice. What do I say? And this is what was said. Take for us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vineyards of our love, for our vineyards are in blossom. Little foxes spoil the vineyards of love. Yes, the vineyards of love for others, but first and foremost, the vineyards of our love for the Lord. The leaving of our first love. Love growing cold. Other things more appealing, more attractive. This is the work of little foxes. And you know, we have to be so careful of even good things transforming into foxes. C.S. Lewis said, prosperity knits a man to the world. He feels that he is finding his place in it, while really it is finding its place in him. Further words, it does not matter how small the sins are, provided that their cumulative effect is to edge the man away from the light and out into nothing. Murder is no better than cards, if cards can do the trick. Indeed, the safest road to hell is the gradual one, the gentle slope, soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, without signposts. And what of this? A moderated religion is as good for us as no religion at all, and more amusing. Are the vineyards of love in blossom? The maiden and the king? The message reads, you must protect me from the foxes, foxes on the prowl, foxes who would like nothing better than to get into our flowering garden. Again, in this, we must cooperate with the king. Is there a little fox or foxes spoiling the vineyards of love? Number five, catch the foxes and turn them on the enemy. Judges 15, verses 4 to 6, then Samson went and caught 300 foxes. And he took torches, turned the foxes tail to tail, and put a torch between each pair of tails. When he had set the torches on fire, he let the foxes go into the standing grain of the Philistines and burned up both the shocks and the standing grain, as well as the vineyards and olive groves. Then the Philistines said, "Who has done this?" And they answered, "Samson." Sunlight, like the sun. Yeah, I'm fully aware of the context of the text. So how might this apply? Samson was a Nazarite, a man consecrated to God, devoted to God. There was a call upon his life and there was a vow upon his life. And the Philistines hated Samson. He was a force to be reckoned with because of the power of God in his life. They wanted to get to him, to bring him down, to see him crack, and to have him give up the secret of his great strength that he might become like any other man. These little Philistine foxes wanted to pluck out his eyes and render him a visionless weakling, a grinder at the mill. And you know, a little while later, a foxy lady would be of great use. As a fox found its way in, are there little foxes running around, little foxes that want to get to you and bring you down and see you crack and have you give up the secret of your great strength? Little foxes that want to spoil fruitfulness and so on? Even if there be 300, go catch them in the strength of the Lord and take torches and turn the foxes tail to tail and put a torch between each pair of tails. And set the torches on fire and let the foxes go into the standing grain of the Philistines that they might burn up both the shocks and the standing grain, as well as the vineyards and olive groves. What would the Spirit say? Today the Spirit would say, catch jealousy and envy and turn them tail to tail. Catch complaint and criticism and turn them tail to tail. Concessions and allowance, compromise and waywardness, attitude and mindset, emotion and reaction, resentment and anger, offense and bitterness, pressing voices that pine for the secret, rogue relation and association, catch the little foxes. You say, well, I've checked out the vineyard. There's only one. Fool. Catch us the little fox. There's one little fox not dealt with. It can make it impossible for us to be fruitful. Whatever the name of the foxes be, catch them. Catch him and turn him tail to tail and set the torches between each pair on fire and send them running at the enemy lit with holy fire. Luke 9, verses 57 and 58. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." What does this have to do with anything? Well, it's the cost of discipleship laid out by Jesus. Not just by any New Testament character. Some Bibles actually say that. That's the heading. The cost of discipleship. And then the text. Laid out by who? Laid out by Jesus. And he's the one the true disciples follow. Matthew 8, 19 and 20. Then a certain scribe came and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Philip's New Testament, "Foxes have earths, birds in the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere that he can call his own," replied Jesus. Catch us the little foxes that spoil the vines. Back to the Gospel of Luke, Luke 9, 57 to 62. "Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, 'Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.' Jesus said to him, 'Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.' Then he said to another, 'Follow me.' But he said, 'Lord, let me first. Let me first go and bury my father.' Jesus said to him, 'Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.' And another also said, 'Lord, I will follow you, but let me first. Let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house.' But Jesus said to him, 'No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.'" That's Jesus. The cost of his discipleship program. "Lord, we want to sign up. Whatever you have, whatever you require, whatever you desire, we'll follow you anywhere." But let me first. A foxhole, a place of comfort. Foxhole, the place of excuse or reason. A foxhole, the place of "let me first." A foxhole, the place of going back. At the call and at the counting of the cost, guess what? Little foxes often show up. Luke 14, we're going to read some text today, beginning at verse 16. "Then he said to him, 'A certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, "Come, for all things are now ready.'" But they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I bought a piece of ground and I must go see it. I ask you to have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going to test them. I ask you to have me excused.' Still another said, 'I've married a wife, therefore I cannot come.' So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind.' And the servant said, 'Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room.' Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. Foxhole. Message paraphrase, Jesus followed up, yes, for there was once a man who threw a great dinner party and invited many. When it was time for dinner, he sent out his servant to the invited guests saying, come on in, the food's on the table. Then they all began to beg off, one after another making excuses. The first said, I bought a piece of property and need to look it over. Send my regrets. Another said, I just bought 5 teams of oxen and I really need to check them out. Send my regrets. And yet another said, I just got married and need to get home to my wife. The servant went back and told the master what had happened. He was outraged and told the servant, quickly, get out into the city streets and alleys, collect all who look like they need a square meal, all the misfits and the homeless and the down and out you can lay your hands on and bring them here. The servant reported back, Master, I did what you commanded and there's still room. The master said, then go to the country roads. Whoever you find, drag them in. I want my house full. Let me tell you, not one of those originally invited is going to get so much as a bite at my dinner party. I mean, these are quite the scriptures. Catch us the little foxes that spoil, that break down the branches. Catch us the little foxes and do away with the foxholes. The cost of discipleship. And if we're on the other side, one day we'll realize just what it cost us if we didn't catch the little foxes and if we chose for ourselves a foxhole rather than paying the price and counting the cost. Matthew 22, verses 2 to 14. We're reading a lot of text. Perhaps you're writing down what text we're reading. You can just check off your Bible reading guide because we're all following that this year. So if these scriptures are in there, I'm doing half the work for you. The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding. And they were not willing to come. Again, he sent out other servants saying, tell those who are invited, see, I've prepared my dinner. My oxen and fat cattle are killed and all things are ready. Come to the wedding. But they made light of it. Went their way. One to his own farm, another to his business. And the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious. And he sent out his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready. But those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Catch us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. You know, the truth is, even those who have counted the cost must be diligent and discerning and wise. For along the journey, little foxes show up. Catch them quick. Little foxes show up. Well, John 6, we can have the worship team return today. John 6, beginning of verse 60, therefore many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this saying is hard, difficult. Who can understand it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, grumbled, he said to them, does this offend you? Make you stumble? Apparently, Jesus offended some people. And I guess he was okay with that. Does this offend you? What then? If you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that did not believe and who would betray him. And he said, therefore, I've said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Foxhole. A hard saying. Beware of the little foxes. A saying hard to understand. Beware of the little foxes. What we see here is this, a hard saying, a hard teaching, a hard to understand or accept saying. And a fox starts running around in the vineyard, and foxes start breaking down branches and spoiling the vines at a time when things are blossoming. And the result of the fox's mischief, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Foxes have holes. Go hide out in a hole. Go find rest in a hole. Comfort. Any little fox, any little foxes, the foxes that spoil the vine for you, fruitfulness in your life, its importance and preeminence, predominance. Concerning the vine, he cannot be spoiled, but your grafting, your view, etc. can be. If you don't catch the little foxes, the little voices, compromises, concessions, what happens if they aren't caught? The Bible is clear. Spoil. Ruin. Catch the little foxes and turn them on the enemy. Like Samson, let the sun shine. You know, church, we cannot deal with the small problems, the little foxes alone. Nor can we just say, well, it's the king's responsibility. Let him deal with the foxes, the things in my life. If he wants them caught, he can start chasing them around the vineyard. Come on, Jesus, run. Start running around my life, catch the foxes, then I'll know that those are foxes and you don't want them. If Jesus wants me out of this foxhole, he can come and pull me out. Come on, Jesus. No, Jesus just said, follow me. You see, the problem is we have too many today that want Jesus to follow them. That's so messed up. That's twisted and perverted. It's not in the Bible. Foxes have holes. Man, we can't deal with the small problems. Nor can they be dealt with by the King alone. They have to be dealt with through the cooperation of the person and the King. Catch us the foxes. Lord, I'm in this with you. Jesus, take the lead. Let's go into the vineyard of my life. Let's go into the vineyard of our love. Let's go into the vineyard. Let's check out church life. Let's check out all these things, Lord. And see if there's even one little fox running around. Catch the little foxes. Jesus, is there some sort of let me first in my life? Is there a foxhole? Is there some resort that I head to when it's time to count the cost? Lord, point it out. Show me. Catch us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Are you? Are you going to be a fox catcher? You must answer that question for yourself. But surely the Spirit would ask you today, are you going to be a fox catcher? Might take some work. Perhaps you're hiding out in a foxhole in the vineyard. No, crawl on out. Take a look. And call on the King. If you feel like you're blind and you can't see the state of things, you can't see the broken down branches, the devil's got some kind of unholy mirage happening in front of you in the land, you're saying everything looks okay. Call on the King. Say, Jesus, I need you. I need your sight. I need your vision. I need to see things through your eyes. I need to see the vineyard for what it truly is, because perhaps it's a wasteland. Perhaps it's a desert. But guess what? If you cooperate with the King, man, he can heal the vineyard, beautify the place, get rid of the foxes, push them on out, fill in the foxholes. Yeah, it might be work. And it might cost. And you might wake up sore the next day. But it won't be too long. You'll look back on the labor of love with the King and you'll be amazed. Amazed at what is and what he's kept you from. Well, ball's in your court. Are you going to be a fox catcher? Let's stand.